Yeah, I thought this was really funny. I don't know why, but I just looked at this headline and I start, and I guess this is the mindset of women, in my opinion. And it was, before I go any further, this is just from my social media timeline, because I try to just find fun stuff to look at. And right now, I'm, it's funny because when I was younger, I would say even 15, 20 years ago, I would go to the news. I would go to ABC News, Yahoo, Fox, whatever it was. Now, as I get older, it's like, I don't give a fuck. I don't want to know what's going on in the world. People, Chicken Littles and Facebook will tell you, like, there's just, there's no need to check the headlines in the newspaper, because it's a lot tabloid driven now, in my opinion. I believe a lot of news outlets have become the National Enquirer. It's just really weird. But anyway, that's another topic for another day. But I was going through the, and I saw this post on US Weekly talking about Sofia Vergara. And Sofia Vergara is a former actress, Modern Family. She's still an actress, very beautiful. I remember first came on the scene, I was like, holy fuck. You know, I was a big Salma Hayek fan. And then when I saw her, I'm like, damn, if that's natural. And then she had a kid already. She was like, I want to say when I first saw her, she's like early 30s or late 20s, something like that. And I'm like, oof, yeah, she's fucking hot. But now she's a 50-year-old. And she talked about, this is the comment that got me laughing right away. And it was like, it says, it's already hard for a 50-something-year-old woman to find somebody. And I just quickly said, you know what's the problem with these things when I hear somebody like that? Especially for a woman, it's just really fascinating to me, because what I take from that is women don't, in my opinion, like, women have a weird standard, and it's a couple of standards that they have that they don't break. Most of them don't break unless you share. But it's, number one is, I'm not dating somebody that's below my pay grade. So if a woman, I'm sure in her case, she's making probably, or net worth probably 20 million, but let's just say she makes about $1 million a year, give or take. She's not dating somebody that's below her. Like, you know, she's not dating somebody like me, you know, an executive in a company and all that, right? She's not looking for that. She's looking for people that are at her level or higher, right? And then number two, she's, which is the one I was talking about, or I posted on, was, you know, you're not letting yourself date people that are younger than you either. Like, a lot of women, I remember when I was in, you know, just younger, and still to this day, when I was, you know, dating women or talking to women that were older, they would really be bothered at some point that we had an age difference. And it was really fascinating to see how weird women will get if there is an 8, 7, 8, 10 year difference or higher. Like, they would just turn their nose up, because for whatever reason, they just were not attracted to that. So of course, when you're going older in age, like she is in 50, she's thinking of somebody that is her same age bracket, give or take. Let's just say she's probably not gonna go on the 40. Now, she wouldn't date like a 35-year-old actor, somebody that already has kids, already divorced. Maybe she would. I don't know. But I think a lot of women, it's really bothersome to date somebody that's younger. And it's really bothersome to go below the pay grade. And that's where I think men are different. Because, again, I'm 47 years old. And I'm halfway to 48. I think I am, or 3 months past 47, but whatever. But it's like, I'll date a 25-year-old. As long as it's legal, but if we're compatible, and I don't care, in addition to that, or they could be 65-year-old. I can go on the spectrum. You know, as long as you look good and you take care of yourself, I'm open-minded enough to have a sit down and to date and see where it goes. And then the other part of it is the pay grade. I don't care if you're Sofia Vergara making, you know, 30x more than me or whatever, or if you work at Target and you just work going through college. Like, it's like, the connection is a connection, right? And I think that's where I see this problem arising all the time, of the expectations that I feel women have a lot of times. And they start, and then they turn their nose up when men are dating women that are half their age. It's like, yeah, because we leave our options open. Like, we're not, and I always have that conversation with women, like, oh, you men just want to date younger women. I mean, it's attractive, but you give me somebody that is my age, give or take, takes care of themselves, and doesn't make as much as me, and I'm fine. It doesn't bother me. You know, it's one of those things. Now, you know, if you're bringing a lot of baggage with you, that's another problem, right? But that doesn't have to do with your age. That have to do with how much money you make. And, you know, I've talked to women. You know, I remember I talked to a friend, and she was, you know, in a situation where she was trying to not, she was looking for the plan B exit. And the thing about the plan B exit was, she was telling me she found somebody that loved her emotionally, that she was giving her everything that she needed emotionally. In addition to that, he was dicking her down real good. So the sex was good because she was in a sexless marriage or a relationship. And then the guy that she was with wasn't emotionally available. But she's not leaving for the guy that treats her better, for the guy that fucks her better, because the guy she's with is more financially secure. That's the only reason she's not leaving. Because that guy, the guy that she would love to be in a relationship with, doesn't have his ducks in a row financially. Even though she's fine, even though she's a career woman, it's that pill that they can't swallow. And I get it, because men have the same thing. Like, men, a lot of times, is the attraction. You know, it's just different variables that are different for men. But women, but I think when I see women, I'm like, listen, like, lady, you are, Sophia, you are exceptionally beautiful. I just saw Miss Argentina win like a pageant, and she was like 60 years old. I'm not saying cosmetic surgery doesn't help, right? But I'm saying that I just feel like you're a beautiful, stunning woman that is in the higher percentile of beauty for your age. And especially for even, she'll destroy 30-year-olds, right? But because you don't lower your standards, because you don't, like, be more logical. And I think that's the problem with it. You know, like someone was telling me, the thing about you, Menno, is that you're so logical about decisions you make and how you see things, that it's something that a lot of people don't have. And I get it. Like, I'm a person that logically I understand. Like, logically I understand what I bring to the table, what are the pros and cons, right? And I know what I'm able to relieve of somebody, but I also know what I can get as well, based on the market and things like that. I'm not looking for anything, trust me. I'm not even in that mode or anything like that. But I'm just saying that I think I know what I bring to the table. So it's not about having something equal or not, but I know what I will attract. I know what will attract. You know, like, for me, the thing that I attract the most is women. You know, like, I've been laughed about this, because you only date married women. You only date married women. You only date, like, that was the thing that a lot of females that would tell me, they really frowned upon that. And I'm like, first of all, a lot of these people are in open relationships. You know, some of them are. But the thing is that I'm not forcing and imposing myself on them. But the thing that makes it appealing is that there isn't this rush to having to provide a security blanket. Like, one of the problems that I find in dating, when you find a single people out there, especially at my age, is that they're trying to rush. They're trying to fucking rush to live with you, to blend everything together, for you to take care of the kids, for you to provide financially, to do all of these things. Like, they're all over you, man. You know, they are. The thing about it is that they're bum rushing to get married. They're bum rushing to be in a commitment. They're just trying to get that done because they want to feel security, in my opinion. And that's why, whereas if I'm talking to somebody that's, say, in a polyamorous situation, or somebody that's open marriage or whatever, right? Or something like that, where they're on a leash because we can get to know each other's people and there's no rush, there's no expectations. You actually get to know somebody on a friendly level without having to rush into providing for them or helping them or whatever it is. You could really concoct a genuine connection. Doesn't mean you have to be more. But I get along better with married people because that expectation of us doing more isn't there. And unfortunately, when you're dating and you're dating single people, or technically single, right? Because a lot of these people are technically still married. They're legally married. They're just separating. They're just testing the waters. Trust me. Like, I don't even want to go into that. But my whole point is that the dating pool, they're trying to rush to something. There is, because of time, especially with older women, there is this rush to concoct what they want to experience, because they want to experience it now and they deserve it. I'm not saying they don't deserve it, but you have to be logical. You're not 20 anymore. You're not 25 anymore. You know, you already been married once, twice, three times, however times. You probably have kids halfway out the door. Maybe some of them are already out the door. Who knows? But this mindset of, you have to understand what you bring to the table. Like for me, I'm not going to be attractive to a woman that wants to start a family. If they're young, 25, 26, that doesn't want to deal with other people's kids. They want to be, and there's other women that don't, they want to align with somebody that has a similar life experiences. So, you know, I already know what I'm going to attract, give or take. There may be exceptions. There's always exceptions to the rule, but I logically understand what I'm going to attract. A 61, 62 year old, even though she's probably as hot as Sofia Vergara, probably not going to want to talk to me. You know, you know what I'm saying? So it's understanding that reality. A 30, 31 year old will probably talk to me if I'm willing to have kids, if I'm willing to have a family, you know, and especially if they've already been married, already have kids, they're definitely want to talk to me because, again, they're ready to start all over again. So it's but when I hear women, especially older women, talking about the challenges, it's like, open up your scope. Like, that's what men do. Men don't, like, imagine if men did that. Imagine if somebody, like a man that's making millions, just said, I'm only going to deal with other business owners. I'm only going to deal with this. I'm only going to deal with that. Like, we don't care as long as it's accommodating to what we want to experience. We don't care. We really don't care. Like, as far as the criteria, like, women, you hear shit like, they have to make more than me. They have to provide for me. You know, I don't date black guys. You know, I've seen women where they all they do is not date black guys, right? They're just stuck. But yet, they're running into shitty situation after shitty situation. It's like, okay, listen, you have your preferences. But if after some time, things are not working for you, then what are we doing here? Like, for me, I'm the type of person that if I've exercised dating this certain type and I no longer, like, okay, I haven't had any fruitful success, I'm going to go a whole different direction. And that's where, like, women, like, they just put this high expectation of criteria. And like I said, I will tell you this, ladies. If you are attractive, as far as, like, attractive, and that's subjective, right? But you take care of yourself, you are a classy, you are, you know, all these things were... Your currency is based on certain factors. And if those factors, let's say they're there in the 20s and it's not there in your 50s anymore, because you have to understand how men think. It's like how I understand how women think. And most men understand how women think. Meaning that men know that women are not going to like a guy that's broke. They're not going to like him. They may fuck him, but they're not going to marry the guy. You know, that's why a lot of guys pretend. That's why a lot of guys tell you what you want to hear. They pretend they're stable. They pretend they have stuff, but they really don't. But they're pretending, and you fall for it because they buy the fancy car and they're still living in an apartment. You know, they got all this shit going on, but their credit is horrible. But because the optics scream security, he can take care of me, you go for it. And that's where I feel like that's not understood with women. It really isn't. It boggles me sometimes. Now, the women that get it are the ones that are more logical, the ones that are able to be in relationships with men. They don't want to have them go anywhere because they get it. Because those women understand that, hey, like, I got to work with my man and I got to X, Y, and Z it. Whatever he needs, I'm going to be that. No questions asked. Shut the fuck up. Kind of deal. And it's just really weird to me. It's when I hear women as beautiful as Sofia Vergara just complaining about the challenges of dating, it's like, you gotta be open-minded. If the criteria that you're working on right now isn't working for you, if dating and love is a priority for you, not for me, but I'm saying for people, if your criteria is to be in love and be happily ever after and have that for the rest of your life, or however long you're going to be, and have, you know, this person next to you when you die, then it's like, okay, what has changed from what I offered in my 20s versus now? It's no different than me. It's like, what did I offer now versus what I offered 20, 30 years ago? All right. And then based on that, being logical, then you understand what you can go ahead, like a 47-year-old. A 19, 20-year-old doesn't want to do anything to do with me. No problem. You know, but it's like, again, a 35-year-old, a 30-year-old, if I wanted to get married, if I wanted to have kids, maybe, you know, because I could provide, I could be stable, blah, blah, blah. There's certain things that, like, women look for that men understand, and we built on that. We built on wealth. We built on fitness. We built on just having our shit together, because we know that, like, if we have our shit together, we're going to have the pick of the litter. That's what men, like, women say, oh, it's not about money, but it may not be for you, but you're the minority in that general population. Because if I was worth $30 million, and if I was to go out and everyone knew I was worth $30 million, I'm not saying that I would have the right applicants, but I would say I would have a lot more options, because security means something. And men know this. Men know that height matters. Men know that fitness matters. Men know that the way you dress matters. Men know that you being charming and being an extrovert matters. Men know that. Men know that women laughing, making them laugh, is like, it's the key to the heart, right? It's all these things. All these things. And if you're older, and if you love dogs, there's some women that love that. If you're good to kids, they love that. So we men know that. And then men, what they do is they kind of go in their little niche of whatever they're good with, right? And that's kind of how the way it's played, because we have to project something to women that they're going to find very attractive. And I just feel with women, like with her, especially when you get older, like Cher don't give a fuck. Like Cher is fucking badass. She'd be like, look, basically, you already know she's dating a 20-something-year-old and she's in her 60s. She's like, whatever. I you know what it is. And for whatever reason, women like are so ashamed of that being how they're seen. And it's like, look, it's no different. If I was to walk in a room with a blonde from college, there's going to be women that turn their nose up at me. There's going to be people that do that. And I'm cool with that. Like, that's... But I'm not worried about their opinion, right? Because I can't live. But so I think with women, you have to open up your criteria. You have to open up like the people that you're willing to connect with. Because if you've gotten this far in life and it hasn't worked out with the criteria that you have set forth for a long time, then it's time to blow it up. Classic of Afki, spread that name like Bobby. This ain't in my body. This ain't in my body.